Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is Stretford Paddock. This is a quick Q&A. Why has everyone just started coughing now? What's the matter with us? We thought we would entertain you out a little bit on a Sunday evening. Mm. We've just had an 11-a-side game twice, I guess, for Stretford Paddock FC. You may recognise Cam. I know you all hate him.
Hello.
And because you all hate him, we're going to give you the option to vote him off. So we get 250 likes and we'll fucking bin him and bring Alex on. How's that for an idea?
And if you didn't get that?
We might not.
So we'll get voting.
Yep.
I think, Joe, you need to be a bit closer to the mic as a producer.
We got Joe.
Hello, you're right.
Who everyone says looks like Jesus, but I want to know, no photographs of him, so...
One of the coaches made a funny joke, didn't they, Joe?
It was classic and hilarious.
Was it?
Not really, no.
And then you go, who the fucking hell's that in the middle?
Hello.
That's Adam. Another Adam. Because we just don't do really well. We get in different names here. So that's Adam. Adam plays for Stretford Paddock FC. One of the players that we've been doing a little bit of filming around. And you'll see that episode this week. I'll speak to you three as players. In fact, purely coincidentally, we've got an attacker, a midfielder, and a defender on here. Wasn't planned.
I'll say. And I don't know, maybe not.
And when we bid him, we got another midfielder in.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Cool. Literally a substitution. Yeah.
So as soon as you're ready, just 250 likes and we will fuck him right off.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
He's got a different job to do.
So what have we done
this.
Today then, Steve?
So what we did today then, as Stretford Paddock, and it sounds like Oliver, you never said it was Oliver when you came down and said hello. You just started talking at me, so you should have said it was you. Then I would have known who the fuck you are.
The young mayor of Salford.
Young mayor of Salford. Mm-hmm.
Is that who he was?
Yeah.
He's the young mayor. He's not like...
He's a big time.
He's not the main mayor. He
and
just happens to be really
he didn't
young.
Have that big gold chain on.
Young mayor.
Otherwise, I might
title.
Have put two and two together. I'd be like, ho, I know what's going on here.
Yeah, where was his
but
cape?
But he didn't like, do that. Yeah. So... What we had was, on Friday, it was like, no Premier League this weekend, or the next three weekends, what the fuck are we going to do? So I banged out a text in the group chat and said, who wants to try and get a game going this weekend? We had an 11v11 booked in for the end of the month.
I went there.
Yeah, that's where Cam went instead, and he was late, prick. So we said, you know what, we'll try and fast forward it, we'll see if everyone's available. Mm. We got enough to do an 11v11, our first 11v11 that we've had, first time we've thrown up, and I enjoyed it. I don't know about you lot.
I thought it was really fun. I mean, until I hurt my ankle and couldn't play anymore. But
and got a bloody knee.
What was that, about 11 minutes in?
Yeah, not long in. Bad ankle. I don't know how to warm them up.
It's that...
Your ankles.
I did all that. I just worked them. But then if I step off it wrong, they're gone.
I thought you did. No, I thought the tackle was a bit weird.
Yeah. No chance. Huh?
Was that tackle?
Yeah.
The tackle came after I'd hurt my ankle. That's why the tackle was weird. Because I couldn't.
Because you sort of just like fell into
just
it.
Just kicked him.
Oh, before we get into all this chat, we are going to do a Q&A. So if you want to talk to us about, you know, we go, anything at all, get your questions in and we will answer them. I'll throw some out to you. Has anyone got the virus yet?
Alex.
Not sure. We might all.
I mean, no one in here, I think.
Alex might.
Callum, I've got my eye on Callum for getting it first.
You think?
Yeah, if he's got a cough, that's definitely halfway there.
And do you know what? He's the one that doesn't go out, doesn't drink.
Coronavirus has been here for since January.
He doesn't even eat both halves of a Twix when he gets one. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
he's hardly someone living on
here. When he has a carton of fruit juice, he shakes it so much before each sip and it winds him up every time he shakes it. I know he doesn't want sediment, but get over it, man.
And for them reasons, he's getting it first.
Which means that I have to stay at home. Yeah.
And then you've got him like licking tarmac and stuff, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll survive.
I scored from outside the box there.
Oh, there we go. Who had a minute?
Unbelievable.
It was a good goal, Cameron.
I don't think, apparently it's not on camera.
No, it's not, because
that guy over there doesn't know how to bloody film. What about? His bloody glass ankles.
And Adam was filming me.
My glankles.
So, Adam, tell us a bit about yourself. Why you came down to Stretford Paddock and all the rest of it, where you play and stuff.
I was playing 11-a-side quite a lot until I was about 22. I know I still look 22 now.
How old do you think he is? Put it in the comments.
Yeah.
He won't tell you soon.
I've just been playing 5-a-side since, really. I was looking for an 11-a-side team. Didn't really want to just go to any old pub. Well, I went down for a few pub teams, but it's just a bit. It's just like blokes on a lash and then
smoking at half time.
Yeah,
blokes.
Yeah. So yeah, and then when I found out about this, it was.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, just fellas on the
piss.
No, it just sounded really good. And then I came down for you. It was like a friendly, wasn't it?
We
like
had a Patreon game, didn't we? I think you came down for.
Scored 10.
Yeah. The Patreons are bloody brilliant.
Of what you caught on camera, anyway, I think.
He scored 10, really? Because I was in that game and it didn't feel like 10. Wasn't that the game that we officially thought ended like 9-all?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was actually 24-19-0.
Like I actually didn't think I scored that many.
Yeah.
But if you look back on the video.
Yeah.
At half time, we thought it was like 12-all and it was like 16-2. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Right. People saying 25.
Not reading that out. But people think you're 25 or 42. So, yeah, he's in between.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, but I'm a baker, make cakes.
Lovely.
What's the place called? Tell everyone.
Tidbits and Treats.
Tidbits and Treats. What's the Instagram?
It's very booby.
Tidbits and Treats with an N for the and.
Lovely.
But you've got diabetes and you're a vegan, aren't you? So...
Yeah, so we've fucked it.
So we're not allowed in.
I'm not a vegan, but he has got diabetes. But he likes a cake.
He's a pescatarian.
Do you?
Yeah, the river pain in the ass, like, but. Mm.
Do you make any cakes with meat in
this
it?
This was a whole bag of Haribo till he walked in.
Yeah, it's Mounds.
Oh, yeah, Mauam even.
How would you say that? Do you say Mom or Mound?
Mauam.
Mauam.
That's how they're pronounced. It says it on the advert.
Is it?
So how old are you then? Put us out of misery.
29.
Don't look at him.
See, I didn't believe Callum when he kept telling me, but then we saw the car he got in, and that's like a family car. Yeah.
You got the car of a 29-year-old, and that's as good as a birth certificate as far as Callum's concerned.
That's purely just to fit the wedding cakes in.
Is it?
Big boy cakes, aren't they?
What's the most tears you've ever done on a wedding cake? And I don't mean the tears of the bride when she saw it.
I think we've done six tears, really?
Sorry,
yeah.
How big's a tear? Like 3-4 inches ago?
Probably, yeah.
All the same flavour.
That's 3 inches.
All the same flavour?
Yeah. Like... No, different flavours.
Oh, what flavours are we talking?
All kinds.
What can you do chocolates?
Can you do chocolate cake? Are you joking?
Fuck off,
my niece can do chocolate cake.
No, she can't. She's 3.
Yes, exactly. And she still makes chocolate cake.
Strawberry. Is a strawberry cake a thing?
Could you do a passion fruit cake?
Yeah, we have done.
We've done passion fruit before, yeah.
Chocolate?
Do you get many people that...
cake?
Do you get many people that order, like, fruit cakes?
Yeah, but that's one thing we've never done, fruitcake.
Fruitcake's awful, though, that's why.
Because you have to like let it soak for about 2 years.
Do you eat many cakes, or do you just sack it off?
He's probably sick of them by now.
I used to, but yeah, I am.
See, I knew it would be. I was joking, but I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah. It's exciting, though, isn't it? Do you like making cakes?
Yeah.
Well, no, because not everyone loves making cakes. I'm not a big baker.
Well, to be honest, my sister's the baker.
Is she?
I'm the decorator.
Nice. Knew it.
I'm the...
The arty one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Cake Boss?
Yeah. Yeah.
How real is Cake Boss? How many times have you said, and the harder we word to it, the better it gets?
I'm always saying that. I'm always saying
that. Is that what they say on Cake Boss a lot?
Like, if you watch it once,
is that the only thing they say?
Right, this is what they're fucking saying. Okay. And it does your fucking head in.
Is it a quick turnover in terms of cake? So, like, how long would, like, a birthday
I've
cake
never seen him this
that you'd have to, like,
He's never asked us about anything. He's never asked us about,
like, 3 days.
Is that annoying, or is that like you just love?
Yeah, well, you sort of just have to do it in stages. You have to like bake, do all your baking one day, do all your crumb coating the next day, and then decorate.
And what's crumb coating?
Crumb coating.
What's the stuff on Cake Boss that they always use? Fondant. You ever use fondant?
Oh, yeah.
Is crumb coating
Rice Krispies treats?
Yeah, I've used them before.
He actually,
fucking hell.
Me and Adam were speaking about this in the changing room, in the locker room.
Okay.
Just locker room chat, you know, typical lads.
Okay.
And he actually prefers, what is it, soft chocolate?
Modelling chocolate.
Modelling chocolate.
That's right.
That's what he prefers.
We've done 2 cakes for the Lowry as well, actually. Where they did Dr. Dolittle and the Grinch. And
how long did they take?
Did a big parrot cake, like for Dr. Dolittle. It took me 4 days. I finished it at 8 o'clock in the morning and it had to be there for 10. But I had to like deliver it in the car.
If there was a documentary filming, you know that you've got to drop that on the way. You have to.
Yeah.
It's the rules.
Definitely. Like, well, that's what I was terrified of.
If we win the league if we get into a league or whatever, or if we win our friendly leagues, we could have a Stretford Paddock cake at the like after party thing.
For starters, I've already asked him.
Also, cakes are very expensive. Aren't
yeah,
they?
Also, cakes they're more expensive are really... Than, no, well, you they're go, not as good as ice cream.
Yeah, you go to the shop and get like a Victoria sponge, but like wedding cakes are don't like Victoria really sponge. I don't expensive.
Like, I don't, do you like jam and cakes? I don't.
Yeah.
Jam and cream.
What are you trying to lead the witness for? Do you like jam and cakes? I don't. And I'll put this to you, the jury.
Anyway, now here's something.
Jam and cakes is a travesty.
Audience at home, thank you for tuning in on a Sunday evening. You guys let me know, what do you feel about what if they null and void this mm-hmm. year's Premier League? Mm-hmm. We do a Premier League cake with not Liverpool on it.
There you go.
A life-size
and you can
trophy.
Hold it up and then yeah. kiss it and then eat it
and
as
then
well.
Eat it, yeah. Bury my face in it. That, yeah.
What, you could make a trophy out of a cake? Yeah. How are you getting it to like... Stay.
You need
that's his job, Cameron.
You need a structure in the middle, like. But
you got to use fondant. You got to use Rice Krispie
I'd
treats.
I'd love to come down.
And the harder you work at it, the better it's going to get.
Could I be like an intern?
You could be my assistant. Yeah. Yeah.
He would cover his arms in fondant and eat it off in the toilet.
Do you know what? You would not survive because there's going to be knives and someone's going to fucking stab you.
I'm the best cook in my flat.
You fucking live with creatures.
You live with two sociopaths.
Sociopath. He's. He locks himself in his room to...
Should we talk about football a little bit?
I was banging at that... on a serious note.
Don't get me wrong. I love cake.
Premier League trophy cake. We haven't had what? Right. Yeah, there we go.
Honestly, I can't wait until the episode where we get to know you more and I come down to the bakery.
You can, yeah. Absolutely. This is the cutest conversation I've ever been part of.
You love cake.
No, it just interests me. Like, it's like, how do you do it?
How do they
I'll show
do
you.
Well, you're going to find out.
Opinion on cheesecake. What's your opinion on cheesecake? That's
cheesecake.
Michael in the comments. Would you say it's a real bastard of a cake? Like it's not a real cake?
I've got a question after.
I've never really decorated cheesecake. I do like cheesecake. We've done a wedding cake. Go on.
Have you ever had an ice cream cake? Because I have from Dairy Queen in Canada. No. When I used to live in Canada.
People hate you.
Yeah. Remember, 250 likes and we will fuck him off and we'll bring Alex on and hear about Alex's 10 days on a piss in Turkey.
These whole things, like cake and... It's just a different world to our world in media, isn't it? So it's just very interesting.
Someone said, you think that Jose is relieved about not playing us?
Yeah, I think he probably is, actually.
I think, yeah, they've...
Yeah. We're also, Paddock FC is a way longer
yeah, I was gonna say,
below Spurs.
But I think we'll struggle.
They're we'll get like, him in the FA Cup soon.
He's got his worst ever...
We might.
Maybe he wouldn't. His worst ever run as a manager, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're going to get to the third round of the FA Cup.
Not with that attitude, we won't. No.
Let's talk about the team then.
Ross says he was born in the year of the cake, and that's why I'm a cake addict. He likes cake, and then he says he sometimes has sex with cake. What do you think to that?
Let's not.
Have you ever encountered anyone born in the year of the cake before?
Is that even a thing?
What year is the cake?
Sounds like a lie.
Of course it's not. They're all animals. Thinks. So. Someone says, please get Cam on more.
No, you fucking
I'm
hate
loved.
Him, do you see how bad the reaction was to when you came on after the Chelsea game?
Yeah, but that was just because it was very emotional.
It was an emotional time.
Wasn't it, Joe? It was a red card, wasn't it? Let's not get into it, Joe.
Okay. I think Tottenham were looking a bit crap, weren't they? And then now, it's all gone.
Yeah, but this momentum of Liverpool losing and like playing bad has just gone out the window as well. It's
going to
be so weird when Klopp, it comes to like the first fixture back.
Klopp pushed for the winter break. He was one of the big pushers for it. And the irony is, if they hadn't have had it, they would have already won the league by now.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been like, did we give it Liverpool? They'd have won it. Unlucky.
Scary, isn't it?
They only need to win two more, don't they?
Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was a football video and not a MasterChef class. Well, it's your fucking fault for clicking on a video and thinking you knew what the title
Donkey!
Was.
Donkey!
This is Stretford Paddock.
That's a Gordon Ramsay joke.
If you watch 90% of our videos, they're only loosely connected to
you
what
watch
it says.
90% of our videos 20% of the time.
And it also says Stretford Paddock FC post-training video. Yeah. And we're asking Adam, who's one of the players, about what he does.
You scored a goal today, Adam, actually, if they want to speak about football. Just talk us through that, please.
You also had a couple of bad first touches, Adam. Do you want to talk about those?
I don't know what that was. Slippy ball.
You had a great touch around the defender, though.
What was that for the goal?
It bloody was. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I had a great touch around the defender and then I scored. No,
it was on the halfway line.
It was about the halfway line. Who was the defender?
Don't know.
Daniel.
Was it Daniel?
Might have been.
Basically, he's being very humble about this. I'll tell you about it. So someone played the ball into him. He has a nice little touch. Goes round the defender. It's sort of Bergkamp-esque. Not really. Goes round the defender. And then he's like, sprinting in on goal. This is from like the halfway. He's running, goes a bit wide, then comes back in. And then calmly just slots it keeper's side. Yeah. Keeper thinks you're going to go across him. And you you've got that confidence just to put it near post.
Yeah, I couldn't see the angle of where you'd put it. I just saw it at the back of the net from where we are. I hate that angle on the touchline. I can't wait to get a bit of height.
You're going to be sat on a big umpire's chair, aren't you?
People don't realise.
You're like a lifeguard sat on there just with a whistle and like a ring that you can hoop over people if they're in trouble. You're drowning at centre mid, Cam.
So, we did have a bit of drowning today, didn't we, Joe?
No. I couldn't help myself, mate. Look at this. And I'm not allowed to
put the ball. Big boy.
What is that look?
Yeah.
I gave a penalty away. And my ankle gave away as well. Just a couple of seconds before that. The Knights come
was
on.
That for the first goal?
Dan's in the comments says it wasn't me. all right. Well, it wasn't Dan then.
Under the bus. Yeah, it was a good game though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
second, third. We did it in thirds, didn't we?
Yeah, I did it in thirds because I wanted to be able to mix stuff up.
The first third was a bit
disastrous. It was very, very lopsided. When we picked the teams based on who replied
midfield
in the WhatsApp group, because I literally wanted... I started asking people who's available and I was like, I don't fucking know where you all play here. So I said, right, okay, give me centre-halves, give me centre-mids. And then I filled in like an 11 and I literally wrote it down on this bit of paper here, and as I just filled in one team, filled in another team, I was like, right, that's the teams. So no thought got into it whatsoever, just like, there's 22 lads, and then we got in a handful of subs as well. Mm. Let's see what happens.
I think that was because, one, I don't think hardly any of them have ever played 3-5-2 in their lives.
No, yeah, I was getting onto that. So I chose 3-5-2. As one position and 4-3-3 as another one. Yeah, sorry, as one formation. Yeah, and I like 3-5-2. I think 3-5-2 gives you a lot of options and a lot of flexibility. And because it's a rare one, it's like a southpaw in boxing. People go, "Fucking hell, do we play against this?" If you play the same as everyone else, people have generally got an idea, and you don't have to. They don't have to figure you out. And I like that surprise. I talk about it enough when talking about United. I like a two striker system, and I like.
I think a two-striker system is good, but the only thing is with a 3-5-2 at this level is you need three very comfortable centre-backs happy playing out from the back who understand where they need to be.
And midfielders that know how to pick the ball up from the centre-backs.
The most important thing is the wing-backs to the wider centre-halves. That connection's the key to it.
And as playing as a wing-back, didn't have that today. When I played one game as wing-back for uni.
I'll take the blame.
I played one game at wing back for uni and it was the hardest game of my life because I didn't know when to commit and when to stay.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are we doing? And then we swapped at half time to a 4-3-3 and just playing right back. It was the easiest. Like, it's just, it's so much easier because you know when you can overlap, you know when you can commit, but then you know you've got to run back another 100 yards.
What did you guys agree as I left the room? So I told the lads that this was the 11 and then I left the room and left them to get on with it. Picking their style of play and stuff. I was there for when the red team, which was Adam and Cram's team, picked the team. But what did you say you was going to go with?
We were saying how, like we said, the wing-backs are so important, obviously, with it being... I think the problem was none of our wing-backs had played wing-back before.
Hammy. Oh.
Stand up then, you dick. Remember, 250 likes and we're fucking
slide
off.
Under the table. None of our wing-backs had played wing-back before. And we're talking about the midfielders coming short to get the ball off the centre-backs as well. And we're talking to the goalie because he's quite confident with his feet.
Right. And did you want to play on the floor?
We wanted to play on the floor. We were struggling to keep the ball from goal kicks. I think our midfield and strikers sometimes... I don't know whether it was just the system or what, but we were struggling to sort of pick the ball out of the air. The wind wasn't great and stuff, but... I don't know, there's a lot of uncontested...
I think initially it was like, yeah...
A lot of uncontested sort of headers and ball possessions being turned over. And
we just seem to be winning every individual battle.
The red team dominated the middle of the park. I think that was a quality thing. Not necessarily a formational thing, but I thought that was a personnel thing. I thought you weren't going direct. I really wanted to see almost like one tick-attacker team and one team that went a bit direct and a little physical. Because you had, you're not small, Dan's pretty big... you had James in the centre-half as well. You had a great back three. And you had Josh, who's a fucking... as traditional fucking big man centre-forward as you could get, innit? And he actually scored a great header, which I think Adam said he's got in slow-mo as well. So I can't wait to see how that looks. I think Caleb managed to find him with a cross in one of the second or third games. But I thought you weren't using him to his strengths in that game. And because of that... the ball was just kept coming back, and you guys really took control of it. What did you guys say? What was your focus? Because I would have asked Cameron as a team captain, who weren't fucking there. So what was you guys' little chat? How was you going to play?
Well, we just said, well, because they had such big lads in defence, and we were all pretty small. We just said we were going to press them, trying to use the wings a bit more. Which I don't know whether we did. I think we did a little bit. Yeah, but it definitely came from midfield.
Just ball in midfield
Yayan.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's a central midfielder.
Yeah, so it was all coming through.
He's a central midfielder a little bit of a buzz cut.
People don't know who Yayan is, do they? It's not like we're saying Zidane. So yeah. Maybe we should...
Yeah, I mean, I can't really... Was you there for the team talk?
No, he wasn't.
No, because I went to the postcode for the next game.
He's always one answer ahead, apparently.
Basically, I swapped phones and then I had to swap back to this old phone. So right. I didn't have the app of where the game was. So I went on the Stretford Paddock WhatsApp group, and the first postcode I saw was for the 28th of March. But I didn't read the date, I just read the postcode, and I was like, bang, in. I was like, 18 minutes? I'm not even going to be that late.
It's amazing how he's not dead yet, isn't it? Amazing. Exactly. So system-wise, it was 4-3-3 you guys
played. Yeah, 4-3-3. We were going to play with a one holding midfielder, which is Richie, I think, at first. And then it was you and...
We sort of just rotated.
Yeah.
If he came out of it, then...
We did say we were going to swap. I don't think... Did that...
Happened a couple of times, but like... Yeah, there was one time where I thought Richie did it quite well because he was like screaming. He was like, oh, I'm going to go. Yeah. So I just stayed back. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you go. I'm knackered already. I've already played.
But we were just dominating him in centre midfield. Like, it seemed like for about 20 minutes, it was just the goalkeeper kicking it out. We were winning it in midfield and then creating a chance off it. Mm. But the second two thirds, he definitely turned it around and it was...
I think the change of formation was massive. I know that you said about the having two strikers and stuff, and I think even in I came back on for the Reds later on, but having two strikers I just don't think we knew what to do with that three at the back formation at all. We didn't know how to bring it out. Know how the midfield was meant to interact with the fullbacks.
The 4-3-3, people generally know where they slot into that.
Yeah. I think the main thing was with the 4-3-3 on the 3-5-2, there's only two centre mids for the opposition, your team. So our 3-on-2.
Well, there should be three. If it's done correctly, the number 10 should be sitting on the number 6 on your team.
Yeah, but it felt like there was only two.
It looked like it as well.
I didn't know who else is in the midfield other than, I don't know the names, sorry, but like the two lads that were just very close together a lot. So when we got the ball, we just was able to spread it to the other centre mid, who was able to then just push on and then find the pass.
It was also done deliberate to see how people cope to be able to play. Can you play a new formation like that on the fly? Yeah. You know, I wanted to see how people respond to that.
It's one of them ones where
just see their arse and go, oh, this is fucking stupid, I'm not doing it.
I think if you train with it, but you can't... Everyone knows how to play 4-4-2 or 4-3-3 because everyone's played that since they were like 12. Yeah. So you stick with one of them. But then if you're learning... If you have the basic knowledge of that or whatever, you do a bit of training on how you're going to approach games in that formation... But then, like, the other 40 minutes of training is, here's the system we are wanting to play when we move on. This is how we're going
to
do it.
Well, I think you'd probably... I mean, if we manage to do everything that we're looking to do now, I would like to maybe pick up 3-5-2 again next pre-season. Because like, have a full year with a real basic single formation. If it works, it works. If it don't, we'll put a bigger player on and see if that works. But, like, keep it the same.
The thing that I looked at one of the coaches who was managing our team... And he kept telling us that we should play out from the back and stuff, right? Yeah. So what I realised was that our team didn't know how to play out from the back because our centre-backs would stay narrow and then our wing-backs or full-backs would come wide, where the centre-backs need to split to go on either side of the box and then the full-backs need to come higher.
What if we had seven?
Yeah, that's why I'm not having a go at anyone. I'm just saying, when he's there, just go, oh, yeah, we'll just play out from the back. Well, if we can't play out from the back... We can't play out from the back today. It's like it's our first inter-squad training, sort of like 11 versus 11. So when we went long, I heard him shouting like, "We're playing," and I was just like, "We don't." not everyone knows how to play out from the back in this team. And then he just sort of like just turned and started speaking to the camera.
The football was really good, and there was some really good link-up play. You know, a 3-4 pass combinations that I saw from people, and real good movement, especially that first third. I thought the red team had that dominant midfield. It worked perfectly for each other. And I think the 11 that we're putting together, we might not even use that midfield three, actually. They've got ideas on where everybody needs to play, but I thought we've come away with that with a very decent idea of what our first choice 11 must be.
I saw a lot of good players that I didn't know were good because 7-a-side is a lot different to 11. That's the main thing I was saying. I was like, can some of these players
even play?
I
thought it was 2 pitches. I was like...
It was a big pitch.
Oh, shit. It was a big pitch. It felt huge. But yeah, so there you go. That was what we did today in terms of a quick little session. Like I said, get your questions in.
Oliver says, why did Reds put 2 defenders up front in the final third?
Because it was 5 minutes to go and fuck it. That's why.
Yeah. So have you ever played Football Managers when you go overload?
we score.
To be fair, I thought you played all right. Two defenders.
A couple of hold up plays that weren't too bad. Got the ball. Played around the corner.
I think it'd be very interesting to see how you, Jay, and Jav can work together. We might have a very small man front line.
So electric pace, though, like Jay and Jav are very fast, I thought.
Yeah.
And I like what I did like, because it was what we worked on in training a couple of weeks ago, was we was getting to the byline and looking for the centre circle, the centre spot, the penalty spot, check back.
I gave you one of them.
Yeah.
Gave you a good one.
Didn't realize how light the ball was.
Yeah. We'd only been playing with it for 90 minutes.
Yeah, Cam lost the ball.
Yeah, I gave you a good one.
You did score a good goal, though, Cam.
I didn't see the goal. Was it good?
Yeah, it was a good goal.
I don't really believe that, but
I thought keeper should have saved it, if I'm honest.
What was the goal at the very end where keeper got lobbed? Was it Kayla? Was it a tackle? Did he tackle him?
Yeah, basically, it was a bouncing ball. I went to put my foot in, and he just kicked it quicker than me, and just it went in.
What, about 40 yard out?
I'd say it was about 25. I went to him. That was a tackle, wasn't it? He just started laughing and went.
Oh yeah, that was.
It was just
a tackle,
wasn't it?
Yeah, he tackled you and it went in the top corner.
Oliver says, "How old was the tall midfielder with a perm? He looked about 17. I'm not sure actually, but he does.
Mason.
Is it Mason? Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Mason. Yeah. When he came in, I thought he was good. I thought he had a lot more energy.
That's it. Like I've got a game. Well, I've got a game next week. TBC. We'll find out on Tuesday night. Hopefully, fingers crossed. It'll be at the Bellevue Stadium, so you guys will be able to come and watch us if you want. The week after, we'll be playing at Wright Robbie. I think we know we were playing, but it still is to be confirmed. And then we'll see where it goes from there. There's a good chance that the whole country gets
one of the things I want to speak to you about, so like a Q&A. We have quite a young team.
Yes, we do.
Going into men's football.
Apart from Adam.
Yeah, and you. Joe's in his mid-20s to late-20s as well.
I'm still very young.
26.
I'm very young.
One of the coaches was like, we need to get to the gym. You can go to the gym as much as you want. Like, Skamen's been to the gym for like a month before and nothing's happened.
And that is as much as you can.
He's also had
no one goes in the gym for more than a month. Do you know what? The thing with the gym is everyone always says, if you're not massive in a month, quit.
He was eating that like weight.
A month is very much the limit.
He's putting that weight protein in his body as well, you know, to like gain weight. Nothing happened. But what I'm saying is some of the...
Talk to me, Callum. I'll sort you out.
He still looks like a javelin with glasses. Some...
So, no, what he looks like is a cheese string with glasses. Yeah,
what the point was is, do you see us getting out like a lot of physicality?
Yeah, absolutely.
See us getting pushed over and like just like losing the ball.
Yeah,
We do need some bigger boys, but I also think you play to your strengths. And what I saw with Jav J and with Adam, it's a small forward three, but like they're going to shred you. If they get a decent midfield to give them a platform, they're going to absolutely annihilate you.
I think we've got quite a lot of good centre mids as well.
Mm. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's which is massive.
What's the lad who was wearing a hat, or was it?
Right, I'm gonna get you his name.
I think he's better than you think he's gonna be. Isn't
he? Centre mid.
He's good.
Sakiri.
Good feet.
Yeah, he's good.
And
I'm gonna start calling you Sack, mate. Right.
I thought he was good today.
He's always been good.
No, I know that, but I mean, like in 11 aside.
In training,
I got on with him well.
He's always on the team that's dominant in 7 aside at the end. I don't know if he's ever noticed that. Mm. And you can't quite put your finger on why. He's definitely a part of it, but you go, I can't say what he's doing, but I think you mentioned he's really physical, isn't he?
Yeah. He just knows how to play the game as well, that's the thing. Mm. Is it James at centre back?
Yeah, he's good.
James was good.
He was good, comfortable, calm on the ball.
David at centre back.
Brought the ball out well as
David was good. I thought those two were were like...
Like, there wasn't anybody where you go, all right, we need to have a word about him coming back. There was none of them. There was...
I think you can see the dividing quality, though, like how it gets and who can improve in what aspects and whatnot.
Well, I think...
Which is what I said in the aftermatch. I was like, you saw who, like, really shone, who,
well,
like...
Tom asked afterwards, then one of the coaches, Tom, he said, who's playing 11 aside?
Yeah.
And those who put their hand up were, by and large, the ones that you think are probably going to be starting in the 11 come next week. And I think that showed. We've got a couple of players who play regular 5 and 7 aside, and obviously they've got some unbelievable technique and skill, but I think it showed in the playing 11 aside and playing 7 aside. And I think going forward, I'm going to do 5 things we learnt about Stretford Paddock. One of the things I'm going to mention in there is that we're growing as a football club, not just a team, but we will be a football club. We put out nearly 3 teams today, which is amazing, considering one, the notice, and 2, everything that's going on at the moment. So give us another 6 months and we'll see what the crack is. People are asking us, I mean, like, and I think they're serious as well. Are we streaming the games? Trust me, lads, if we could, we really, really would.
We should definitely try to.
David said, at centre-back, he just said he's 30 as well, so... You're not the dad of the team.
Oliver said, sorry, but Joe looked the worst player. Yeah, spot on. Absolutely right.
Do you know what I loved in that first, like, third? Is every time the ball went up in the air, you were like, who's contesting it? Why is that? Like, and you were getting like proper into it. I was like, ooh.
Getting quite angry, yeah.
Feisty one you are.
Yeah. Got to get stuck in, aren't you? Captain and all that.
But I'm very happy with what I saw today. I had a goal in my head of trying to put an 11 together. Like, have I got enough 11 where when someone goes, can you play us next week?
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah,
all right, yeah. And I think I have.
Yeah.
I've got. In fact, not only have I got an 11, there's a couple of positions which are thinner than other positions. I'm very sure at centre half. I think I'm very sure in centre mid. I think there's a couple of centre forwards. There's not many wingers. Mm. There's quite a lot. Like you've already said it. Quite a lot of central midfielders.
Fullbacks, not too many.
No, but I've got an 11.
You've got one who doesn't have a right foot. Will.
Yeah.
He loves the left side. Let's keep him on the left side. Not the right side.
So, you know, thank you for everybody that's given us a little bit of support for it so far. Cheers to all the lads that came down, and we'll keep posting about them. We'll have 5 things tomorrow. I'm hoping Wednesday we will put out the edit of this week, and we'll ramp up the edits for it so you have got some football to watch. I don't know why he's rolling his eyes. It's literally your job.
He smiled.
Oh, I did it. I thought he was like, "Rrr."
But it was a sarcastic smile, I believe.
And yeah, like. You know, hopefully we'll start playing at some stadiums and that.
Can James be mascot?
Yeah, why not? Do you want to fuck off and bring Alex in?
Yeah.
Go then.
Do you want to say goodbye to your friends?
No?
Are we going to live stream games?
Well, when did you 5 minutes ago when I mentioned that?
Not yet, baby.
Just wants to answer one more question.
Right, we do want to go to Bellevue where we could get that angle. There's a couple of other stadiums that we might be able to get to as well, but obviously there's costs with stadiums and stuff like that. So we will do what we can, and I definitely do want to be able to stream games. These cameras that we've got here, they will look great on a gantry or anything like that because of the lens that we've got on them. It's a 300mm lens. That'll get you pretty good action. I mean, we was filming the goalkeeper today, and it was the goalkeeper filled the screen from the halfway line on a 200mm lens. So it's another 100mm on top of that. So it'll be pretty good. It's just whether or not we don't control the power outlets and the internet. But I would love, and I mentioned it earlier, now, I would love if we can stream at least one game over the summer for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll get Pundit Jay in to do the commentary. Who are we getting alongside him? I don't know, maybe Jay Motti. Yeah. Jay Motti and Pundit Jay.
A couple of Jays in
the commentary.
Yeah. The blue 2 Jays. Jay, here with Jay in the commentary box.
That'd be good.
And yeah, that's the crack. McCullough said he was going to come down, but he didn't.
Oh.
I think he'll be coming next week. I think he's coming training, actually, on Wednesday.
Is he?
I think he is.
Very good.
But we are still taking players and stuff on. So, all that being said, keep an eye out on all the socials for all that lot. Alex.
All right.
How did it go today after you played about an hour today, didn't you?
Yeah.
After 10 days on the piss. How does that make you feel?
It was good. Yeah. It wasn't. I was in a bad way at one point. Especially when I got the text saying, right, you're playing, have a look at the starting lineup. And I was actually texting, I missed the Cameron over there, and he said, have you seen you're playing left wing back? And I went, like, left is never a good thing. I've got no left foot whatsoever, so that wasn't a good start. Wing and back together, no, it's not a bit of me. It's a lot of up and down. And it was, yeah. I mean, me and Joe, we were the left-hand side, weren't we?
Hideous, wasn't it?
Left-hand side of the...
It was a bit of fun.
Same, Mason's only 16.
Where's the other lad? Good Luke. Luke, the other
lad. Luke had a game this morning.
Right.
All right. He plays at a decent level, so that's another one to bring in. Yeah. And again, another fullback, which definitely solves a potential issue that we may have.
But yeah, 7 days of all... Was it 7 days? I don't know. Started drinking sometime on Saturday. Sometime on the Saturday after. So all inclusive drinking to then try and have a run around was
pretty tricky.
I tell you what, mate, you didn't look that bad. You didn't look bad at all, actually.
I did all right going forwards. It was then I had to look back and go, back there now.
Defending
stuff. But it was all right. I enjoyed it. I had a shot from about 50 yards away. I fancied it.
Free kick.
Yeah. I didn't think we hadn't had a shot on target, and I just thought...
Went for the 2 points, didn't you?
Went for the 2 points, yeah. Did that. didn't lose a ball doing that, though. Did we, Cameron? No. Well, when you're doing it, just write down, I have to buy a ball because it went over into the council estate next door.
Mason in the comments, so. Hello, Mason.
Hello.
Good laugh today. Mm.
Yeah, it's all right, wasn't it?
James got rid of one melt for another.
It's all true. I've missed you a lot too. Yeah.
Hey, I've got a lot of love in that comment.
It's a difference, isn't it? Very different.
Different to last time it was on, wasn't it? Very fucking different. Hated him.
It was the Chelsea review.
It was after the game. But we'd won the game, so you thought they might be nice to him, but they weren't.
They weren't.
They made him like him less.
Are you in work tomorrow?
Am I in work tomorrow? Yeah.
Booby cakes?
Yeah. I don't know what we've got on this week. I'll have to check. Do you know what? I don't get any United cakes.
Really?
Nobody orders.
It's because you're in St. Helens.
I know.
I get rugby league cakes.
How many rugby league cakes you do?
Loads.
And not mad that, like, you would think that you would, even in St. Helens, you'd do more football than, or United than St. Helens, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's mainly Liverpool. I've done figures of, like, Firmino and Salah.
You're not like, right, MUFC under the bottom of them.
I've done loads of City cakes as well.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I've took them to the stadium.
For City themselves?
I don't know, it was an event that was upstairs, but no United cakes. Sad, isn't it?
We are going to change that.
We
have a lot of United cakes, aren't we?
I don't.
We have just like one every watch along.
BT's sent us some cakes, didn't they? They were nice cakes.
There's a different one every watch along. Yeah. Just like a little stadium where we are and stuff.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm a bit subdued.
Give some questions, everybody. Yeah, we're going to wrap up.
What's the current state of play with real football, Steve?
Fuck knows. The official word was, wasn't it, like April 3rd.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. I spoke to somebody at United yesterday and I was like, how's it going at Carrington? And he said, don't know, mate, I'm not there. And I went, oh. And he said, everyone's off till Tuesday.
Well, that probably makes a lot of sense. They're getting checked like twice a day or something now.
Are they?
The players for coronavirus, which is madness.
So everyone's off till Tuesday, so we'll probably have more updates on Tuesday then.
I reckon so. Has anyone been watching Sky Sports News? It's well shit. Honestly, I think they've got a 9-minute rotation going on. They've had these two fuckers from GB Hockey on 44 times.
Is that Dan James on the right? he's changed sport quick, hasn't he?
But what do you talk about?
Here's what they are talking about. I'll tell you. They've gone, here's what Sergio Ramos tweeted. Here's what Diego Dalot tweeted. Who else have they had on? Oxlade-Chamberlain doing that dance.
Good dance.
Dancing up some stairs.
Is Team GB. Is Sergio Ramos. That's it. That's all they're doing. They haven't got fucking nothing.
It's because there's nothing. Everything's just gone now.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. It's quite... I don't know.
There was fuck all going on in Turkey. No one cared.
Hey, yeah,
no
here's one what happened as well, right? I know rugby league's the only sport. Rugby league is the only sport still going. Mm. We... thought they were going to cancel the game on Friday, so we didn't go, and Salford beat Wigan.
In a very good game as well.
Yeah, it was 14-2 to Wigan at half-time, and it finished 18-14 to Salford in what I'm going to call a fucking outrageous second half.
And Wigan, weren't Wigan top of the league?
Yeah.
Unreal.
It'd have been a good one to go to that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And we went to.
I'm going to the Toronto game in Canada. Well, oh, yeah. If there's still flights, yeah.
Fucking selling some cakes, you, Adam.
They haven't won yet, have they?
What, Wolfpack? No, I don't think so. No.
It'd be good though,
no,
it'll
be, yeah.
Who are watching? St. Helens? St. Helens.
Yeah, Saints. I think Wigan play the week before, I think. I'm not sure. Do they do like a run of games?
They must.
Yeah, they stay, we've looked up, didn't they? They stay here for like 3 months.
Yeah, I think they're there. 5 months and then they're going to... They're in Manchester. Mm. I mean, I'm sure we can probably get them on because I bet they're not doing fuck all. Karthik says board game podcast incoming.
Yeah.
Can we do the... should we do the Lego one?
Cameron, just go and get the bag of Lego that's in the back, please.
The bag of Lego.
In fact, Janine,
Lego.
Would you mind getting a bag of Lego from the back, please? I am. Seeing as he's actually pretending to do a bit of work. Oh, if you ordered one of the Stretford Paddock shirts off us before last week, then all of those shirts have come in now. We've got two big plastic boxes of shirts and laptop and a table in there as well. And they're all going to the post office in the morning. So hopefully, unless you live in like Australia, you'll have them pretty soon.
They're
really nice. Have you seen one here? Have you seen one in real life?
Yeah. You've
got
one?
Oh, you've got
one?
One
before, yeah. With a number on and everything.
I ain't got one.
Did you not order one?
What?
I like the hoodie.
I didn't order one.
What?
Whatever, I want the hoodie.
Oh, the shirt. If you want to check out some of the merch that we've got, the thing is in the bottom.
Let's have a look at the Lego.
It's not Lego, it's Bego.
Excuse me? What's Bego?
Don't worry about it. It's
isn't that Cam's nickname on a night out?
So this is a 3,000 piece. Right, here's what's happening.
All right, it's not Old Trafford, but it'll do.
It's Old Trafford.
It looks close to like the...
It's really Old Trafford.
It looks like Rome Stadium.
That's Old Trafford, you
dickhead. It looks like
the San
Siro.
It's not. That's shorter.
So what we've got here is a knockoff...
There could be trees outside
a knockoff Old Trafford.
Do you know how much this cost?
40 pence.
More than that.
Really? Tenner?
Not much. Less than that.
No.
Six... Poorly fish right. Is what this
called. This is called
architecture.
World famous architecture. Architecture. Old Trafford, Greater Manchester, England, UK.
Tell them how many pieces.
These trees that are on here don't exist. Quite firmly don't exist. This seeming sort of
why
scoreboard or like information board.
That's not there either.
That don't exist. As far as I can see, this is all one size,
right,
but in real life, the North Stand's got an extra tier.
No, it's not. You can actually see it's not the same size. That's
nah, this is some sort of...
Where did this come from?
This is a Wish. This is from Wish.
Right. Have we disinfected this?
Yeah, it's been in quarantine for 14 days.
So you didn't think you were buying the actual Lego one? You knew it was...
We knew it was crap, yeah.
I saw it for £6 and was like, look, there's banter in that. Yeah. So, 3,800 pieces, which means if you place one piece every 10 seconds, 600 years?
3,800 pieces, like what Joe McGraw orders at a wing shop, innit? I get the 3,800.
By the way, I listened
pocket.
To his new podcast. It's funny, but it's just good. Madness. Days of the week.
Who's going to do that? Then?
They're going to be shooting podcasts in here on the black background of that.
Who is going to be making that? Because I don't know if I've got 3,800 pieces worth of.
Right, I'll tell you the truth. Janine wants to make this.
Good.
Because she's a fucking nerd.
No, this is
real version is £200, you dickhead. No one's working. Coronavirus has fucked it all, so we thought we'd import something
soon.
From China.
If you can make the knockoff, you can make the real one.
Yeah, this is made in the Wuhan region. That's irrelevant. That green and gold bit there, laughing. Anyway, oh, that's the pitch. 3,800 pieces. So what I'm proposing is we have another rum night. We get...
But we're going to
eight shots in.
We're going to pre-rum and then start going.
Pre-rum, yeah. You can't come into this sober. No. Are you mad?
What if we fill it up with sick by accident?
It's content, isn't it?
Jesus.
Did you just see what happened on Thursday? So what we're going to do, we're going to get steamboated and then we'll do a late night live.
With cakes.
Can
we get a cake that looks more like Old Trafford than that does?
Pretty
which
sure
isn't
could.
That hard.
Pretty sure you could. 3,800 pieces, though.
It says pieces plus, by the way.
Oh, no.
Like, that's, it's at least 3,800.
They just stop counting after that.
Because when they're all snapped in half, that just counts as an extra piece.
Yeah. 14 plus, though.
Yeah, so that lad, who, what is his name?
Can't some play. Of our players got barely...
So, yeah.
Look at the stem pieces are tiny
look
as well. If you're steaming, there's no chance.
Is that the crowd?
So, yeah, we're going to get rummed out of our fucking box. And that... Oliver's saying, will I post a fixture somewhere, please? As soon as I've got a fixture list, they will be up. The website for the team is in the description. It's StretfordPaddockFC.com. That's our little pitch hero site on there, so you can check it out. Anyone that's a player, make sure you go and upload your profile to it and all that kind of shit.
I've got a bit of a concern.
What's your concern?
This says warm prompt, which doesn't mean anything.
That means warning.
And this also says all of the accessories are not recommended after unpacking. Does that mean that there's an illness strapped to each accessory?
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it?
I think you're not meant to eat it. I think that's more what they're saying.
Yeah, don't eat it.
See, look how quickly it builds up.
Yeah, 10 pages.
Fucking meant that, isn't it?
These this instructions is unreal. Look more actual confusing than actually
yeah.
that.
Yeah, this is not going to go to plan. But how much fun are you going to have?
Yeah.
Are we giving ourselves
Mitch
like
just
a...
said, need rum cake.
Yeah, that's a good shout out.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Richard Adeji's in the comments. Hey, lads, he says.
Right. Rum and raisin.
Mike says, 3,800. Need to pump up those numbers. Those are amateur numbers.
Yeah.
They're not amateur numbers. That's not amateur numbers.
It's
Between three people, a bottle of rum in.
Is there no, like, mat for it?
Mat?
Is there, like, a base that we're building onto?
Yeah, this thing.
Is that in there? That one, is that small? And there's 3,800 pieces
no,
in that?
No, I think it's two of them. I think it's two of them.
That's going to say, 3,800 pieces in that. Small, no wonder they're so yeah. small. Oh, that's going to be ridiculous, that is.
Might it's be late on Friday.
Is this Friday we're doing it?
Maybe. There's... All right.
Oh,
sounds like it's not no. this Friday. Unless we got Blake on the camera with us. Sit there, don't eat that.
Because yeah, yeah. they are definitely not. That's definitely not baby size.
So look, let me show that to the camera.
It's noisy, isn't it?
It is noisy.
It is noisy.
Look at that.
Just
that little white speck, that's
you
one
know what?
Piece.
I'm going to say it now. There's way more than 3,800 pieces in there. There's yeah. hundreds of thousands.
They've just guessed, haven't they? They've gone at least... Three, yeah, that'll do.
They got to 3,800 and just stopped.
John says, I've got 11 days off in April from April 11th. You planning on anything then? We're doing about a week at a time because we haven't got a fucking clue. This is hard
we're
for
just
us.
We're having like, loads of fun, aren't we?
On a serious note, like from a business perspective of what do we do, we lost our major contract, which now means that we are... operating at a loss every month. We probably got about a month for doing that, and then we're gonna have to sack Cameron.
It's a shame, isn't it? He's got a cramp again, so he's not listening.
On a very serious note, we are under in what we need to be doing, so doing please awesome. Watch all the videos.
Watch everything twice.
Yeah, watch it all twice. And yeah, we'll
send us
we'll
stuff
see how
like
we get
rations
through it.
And things if you need to.
And give us ideas for content. What do you want to see? I think my channel this week I've got going out on Monday. There'll be a five things we learned about Stretford Paddock this weekend. Tuesday, probably some sort of IMO. People have decided they don't want to come and do podcasts for some reason.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The Wednesday game, Wednesday's probably hopefully going to be the edit from this weekend. Thursday we're doing the fixture list. Are we going to do that? I don't know.
We'll find stuff. See, this is when the you know the cheese sniffing competitions come into play, isn't it? My big list.
Can you find one for Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'll definitely try. Yeah, I'll find some.
I'm hosting a bare knuckle boxing thing on Tuesday.
Where?
It's in Stockport. No, but I'm
just in someone's
they're doing
a,
they're someone. Doing a
is it legal?
No, they're doing head to head, like where head they do button. The like. The face-off thing.
Yeah.
I'm hosting that. I've got, like, wind them both up.
Hey, where are they? Just
it
two lads you
are they going to batter you? Are they just, like, absolutely luring not. You there so they can all kick the crap out of you?
Oh, I hope so. And then Friday, we're out of content, so, you know, any ideas?
Cam's got loads of ideas. We'll be fine. We've got loads of ideas.
So we suck him.
Yeah, he's got see, this is how desperate he's got. They've got the report. The people that just said Rebecca Williams reporting, like no story, no news, no sport.
Speaking of which, are you on the news in the morning?
I'll be on the. No, I'm not. I'm off tomorrow.
Are you?
We said it was. Maybe not.
Joe's off tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't done the rote yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll be fine for content. We've got plenty of stuff planned. Don't worry about that.
Steve Irwin wasn't he there?
No, he got deaded by a stingray.
Do watch along Five Things We Love for the Night and the Champions League final.
See, I think we could do some nostalgia stuff. But it's just like, you can't do a watch along with something that no one else is going to be watching.
Yeah, and you get pulled for copyright. I'd spent about half an hour the other day trying to figure out a way to get an old thingy on the screen that we could watch along with. And I did it, but you're also 100% likely to get pulled for doing it.
Because I think if there was somewhere that had it on that we could at least say, look, we're going to be watching on here, you do the same thing, and then we can at least go through it all, but you can't.
Or, I mean, yeah, you can't really do it. Because you've got to remember, at the same time,
FIFA and chill stuff.
We don't actually commentate any of the stuff. We talk bollocks.
No, but we might have to
you
talk.
Can watch along, and then you can actually put the game on the screen as well. But you don't play, you watch a computer simulator.
It's really interesting for everyone watching this. So that can't hear you.
So So what Cameron suggested there is put simulated games on FIFA and us not talk about
James
that.
Has nailed it. Send you out to interview people at the Trafford Centre.
Apparently then.
No. Apparently people off red. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's quiet.
No way.
If there's a time to go, now's your time.
Oh, I might even try some on for once.
I'm going to have to buy an Xbox just to sort of for me to do, just in case we get isolated.
Who's going bust? No way is it.
Someone will buy a Trafford Centre.
May as well just do podcasts. Now, of course, however...
We'll always be here.
Yeah, we will. It gets repetitive.
I mean, we go off topic.
There's loads to talk about. We haven't talked about Wayne Rooney. He's got an article. He's got a column in the Times now.
So basically, Sky's like a roundup of what everyone tweeted today at the moment. Yeah,
he's had a bit of a go.
Look at that.
They had Troops and Robbie there before. Robbie was wearing Troops wearing surgical gloves. They had Jay Motty on from Full-Time Devils before.
Was he wearing gloves?
I don't know. He only had his head.
Just, yeah.
Send Joe out to interview people at my school. He's not allowed at schools.
No, no, definitely not.
I am. Just for full clarity, I am. Only as long as I'm, you know, invited by one of the teachers or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
But not wearing the Canterbury.
We should do some football challenges. We did do a penalty challenge the other day, but it was a bit shit on it.
Yeah. We need to do shit.
We can do some football challenges. That could be
so
good.
We can do that this Wednesday.
Yeah.
So if you want to see us do some
what we should do
challenges.
Is get you on the edge of a canal, right on the edge, and whoever hits the ball that knocks you in gets, I don't know, 50 grand?
No.
A box of chocolates? That'd be good. That'd be really
good.
They get
good. To have the other half of the Twix that Callum don't eat.
Okay, yeah.
That's weird.
When's episode 3 of Stephen Allen Football Manager coming out? If you listened.
Wednesday.
Yeah, hopefully Wednesday if Callum pulls his finger out of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy days?
I think that's, yeah.
Happy days indeed.
It's kind of not, is it?
Strange, isn't it?
It's just weird, isn't
this whole non-football
like Thursday
thing.
Was just like...
Because it does feel different that. To like pre-season and the winter break and stuff.
We have a very set
it's
schedule.
So uncertain, isn't it?
Games, 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 games. The games stop, the transfers start. Transfers, transfers, transfers. And then in winter you have transfers game, transfers game, transfers game, transfers games. And that's it. We just keep going all the way around like that.
And like the stuff we did at Christmas and stuff. Play of the decade and play of the year and all that kind of stuff.
Don't work in the middle
now.
Of fucking March, no. Does it?
Yeah. We'll sort it.
We'll do some stuff.
It's going to be great. I'll sort it out. I'll give
we're
going
to do coronavirus.
We haven't even tried giving him a ring yet. DFA. Have we rang him? No. We'll try it tomorrow. Please bring it back.
Comment club? Couldn't we can do a lot of them.
Shit, yeah, we need to do a comment club this week. Masked up.
Yeah.
I tried to buy a full gimp suit thing for him. I tried hard.
I've already bought them all and I'm selling them at a hiked up price out the back of my car in an Argos car park.
What?
Yeah. You know, like
not
those
the good
guys,
ones, not the ones like Outbreak with the glass front on and stuff. That's what I want. You're well cheap. You just bought the cheap
version of Lego. Getting called cheap for buying cheap Lego. Yeah, but the real Lego doesn't have fake loads of fake signs and grass outside.
Yeah, start doing stuff
that is that a bus? Is that meant to be like a bus?
Yeah, it's a bus.
Yeah.
Should we start doing a 3-point preview for the Paddock FC? Bring back the pizza review.
How do we do a 3-point preview when we don't really know our team and we definitely don't know the opposition?
We can just wibble on like we usually do.
Oh, you mean like 45% of the ones we've done this year? Yeah. Can I get the insight of how transfers happen? Do you know what? Yeah, I've been asking for... there's a couple of people that I've recently hit up. Romano's one. Fabrizio Romano, but can't do that because of travel bans and stuff. And I've asked for Mino Raiola's mobile number. Mm. Now, there's a 105% chance I'll get pied on that. But
he does look like he likes pie, so you can maybe bond over that.
Yeah, if I just because he used to work at a pizza place, I'd be like Mino.
Did he?
He used to work at a pizza place. Or he owns one or something.
Okay, cool.
He used to work at a pizza place. Mm. I'm fat. You're fat. Mm. Let's talk.
I think he likes cake. Yeah. See if we can lure him in with some cake.
Send him a cake.
A pizza cake.
Mm. Yeah. A contract cake.
Pizza cake.
Loads of add-ons on it. Someone's asking, did I see the house and drunk bit? Of course I did.
Yeah, it was
the good bit where I jumped through the box and add-ons.
Yeah.
There's about a minute of absolute mental chaos, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you end up in that box?
He just jumped.
I saw Cam holding it, right, and I thought I was going to jump in the box.
Fair enough.
Have you seen the Igalo might be available for 15 million quidders?
Bargain.
What, for Stratford Paddock?
Yeah, we'll buy him. We'll take him. I think that'd be a good value for that,
do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not playing. Surely they can come and have a kick about.
Imagine if we gave the whole Man United squad coronavirus. People would be upset with us, wouldn't they?
That we might lose a couple subscribers.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a couple. Yeah. I reckon there'd be more that do it just for the fact that, you know.
I was going to wrap up, but Mitch has just left.
Right. We'll keep going. Don't Casey's in. Is that Casey Evans? I think the Casey Evans. Oh, he's got his McDonald's. He's been drinking that for 45 minutes.
Yeah, this is Adam's Oasis. Yeah, Adam bought Oasis. He's so fucking mod, isn't he?
Oasis used to be good, but then they changed the recipe, took all the sugar out, and it tastes horrible now.
Stream yourselves going into shops and waiting on toilet paper aisle.
Oh, have you been?
Me and Janine went into Aldi in town before, because it's right by where we park. And was everyone in Manchester in there? It was just like, where the fuck does that queue stop?
Yeah, Aldi's ridiculous. Everything was gone when I went in the other day. All they had left was some pomegranates. Anyone ever had a pomegranate? Can I interest you in a pomegranate? It's a plum that tastes a bit like a pomegranate.
I quite like the idea.
Is that not just a plum?
Do you think plums taste like pomegranates?
No, but you said it is a plum.
It is a plum, but it's got a darker flesh and it's got a pomegranate-y, like, sort of...
That's not going to save you from
like
it.
Like a backing singer, almost.
Mm. By the way, have you listened to the Rogan one with the lad who knows all about the corona?
Watched like 20 minutes.
The lad. We watched it and then got scared and turned it off.
Right, on a serious note, we watched it and then Joe cleaned himself with a wet wipe. With this face.
I used to wash myself in the sink a lot growing up. Does anyone else do that?
No.
Like whole body in the sink. I used to sit in the sink. We can just talk about our lives, you know? We're people too.
Yeah, but
ever think of that?
Yeah, but our lives are football, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but not just football. I wash. I wash. I speak. I right. talk. I make food.
Talk more about golf.
I'll do a cooking show. Can I do a cooking show? All we need to do is get one of them little hot plate hobs and I'll do a cooking show and it'll be incredible. Honestly, it would be so good. And I can make football stuff if it needs to. I'll make like a football pie or something.
Both
just so we can
on.
Get a crossover. I'll do a cooking show in here. And then I'll serve you the food and you can do like, you can be like X Factor judges. Joe today is making...
Football Crew Show says we'll be entering Blood Brothers League with all the dicks at Arsenal fan TV.
He's hollowed out of football and
absolutely
filled it with
not.
Homemade tomato soup.
We are hopefully joining the professional football pyramid. That's where we're going. We're going more hashtag rather than the dildos and wet wipes that are in the Blood Brothers one.
That's their official name.
Yeah.
We're hopefully joining the Manchester League. What division of the Manchester League? I don't know. There's some excellent teams in the Manchester League that probably could bitch slap us. So we're hoping to get into Division 1, Division 2, I think is where they stop with the reserve teams. I think Division 3 and 4 are reserve teams. So hopefully we'll be in Division 1 or Division 2. There's only like 12, 13 teams in each of them leagues, so there's always space. You get promoted into the Prem, you win the Prem, you can go into North West Counties 2, which is where FC United started. You finish in the top half of that division. The following season, you are in the FA Cup. So on a... probably worst case, but best case in terms of promotion. Like the worst starting point we could get, you are like 4 years away from being in the FA Cup.
That's not bad.
That's where we're going. We're not trying to just play other YouTube teams, even though we definitely will. I'll speak to Spencer and see, can we play like your reserves? Because I imagine their first teams fucking destroy us. But we're hopefully going to play some other content creator teams. Ones that we respect, none of the dick ones. But where we're aiming for the football pyramid, we're hopefully have a reserve team, an under-18s team, and then see what the script is. Mm-hmm. If you want to check out the merch, because that's literally going to keep the team going. The link is in the description. There's T-shirts on there. Oh, like, the pictures on there don't do the kit. No. Or even, like, these hoodies
no offense,
and stuff.
Alex.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to do a show where I make deep-fried goalie gloves, and you're going to have to eat them. Goalie glove fritters. Can I come to your house and make a cake for the channel? Yes.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
I do it blindfolded. I have to make a cake blindfolded based on your instructions.
Right.
What?
No, just you have to do it. He has to tell you what to do. That'd
what about
enough.
Whatever? Him and Cameron, and then he judges.
Oh, yeah. We can make it football based as well.
Yes.
You have to make the Paddock logo cake. Oh, dead simple.
Dead simple.
But like, decorate that in icing.
Mm. Yeah, you have to make the cake.
Yeah, but can we, as long as
I prefer the chocolate.
Modelling chocolate.
So can we also do like a...
Now, how do you work today, the better it gets?
Can we do like a showpiece as well, though, where you don't know what we're making and you have to rate it?
Yeah.
That's going to be really good.
Yeah. Like, because it's got fuck all else going on. To be fair, has it got quiet, do you reckon, because of the virus?
No, not really.
Fucking people mad still, for it, aren't they? People are like, fuck that.
Eating
people
cake,
are just still like, we're going out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing as well. Loads of people messaged us as well, didn't they, saying, this is really irresponsible. I can't believe you're even fucking playing the game. And I was like, for starters, well, one, there was a game player when we turned up. Two, Cam played the game this morning before he came and played with us. Like, the train had 200 and something people on it on Friday on the way in.
Yeah.
Until they start saying, you can't go on trains with other people, you can't get a bus with other people, pubs need to close and restaurants need to close, you can get fucked. We're going to keep playing. Because there's not going to be, I understand it, 75,000 people. It's not necessarily 75,000 people congregating in a stadium that's a bad idea, but it's the trams and the coaches and the buses and the pubs and the, that's the issue, I think, with them. 22,000 people was at the MEN on Friday night for the fucking Stereophonics.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Why is... Well, how's that allowed to fucking keep going?
They kind of want it to be as normal as they can because they kind of need a decent amount of people to get it.
That's what needs to happen.
Because the problem is if no one gets it and then everyone gets it, we're in the shit. And if everyone gets it straight away, then we're
and that's
the
nightmare. So I don't want to get it. I don't, none of you lot want to get it.
But at the same time, someone's going to get it, and you need it needs to just.
Yeah, we did shake hands today. We elbowed everybody.
Richie did. Richie was really careful. Just kicked each other.
Yeah, but stopping that.
No, he did like a little
that and tap. The Alex Oxlade Chamberlain dance.
That is unreal. I'm going to do that when I get him.
It's not okay.
Yeah, but don't you don't have
little dances and TikToks and that. He loves a dance.
He wants to be TikTok famous more than anyone.
Yeah, he does, drive to every ground in 24 hours.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah, I mean, that's like spreading a virus around.
Which one's got the best echo?
A lot of petrol. I'm very tired.
That one.
Could you? I don't know.
I've never been to Bournemouth
Ground. It's a long way.
I have.
Should we drive?
No. Right, I think we're going to arrive.